It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
You know what we should do, man?
What?
We should do, on slow news days like today's, we should do karaoke, but I have to pick your character. So, for instance, if I was going to do this one, right, and I had to do it like, I don't know, an old English guy, I go to work like a doctor. I'll go to sleep. What else do you want to? Like, maybe not. I mean, I didn't say it was going to be good, but it could be whatever.
Well, I have a feeling that most of the time it would not be. Well, I mean, it's karaoke, so most of the time it's not going to be good. But, yeah, I can do rap, though. I cannot rap.
It doesn't have to be rap. I mean, I know you're slow.
I just don't rap.
You don't rap?
No. I'm not good at it.
It's just like singing, except all one note.
No, there's an attitude to rap.
It's like singing. Listen, it's just, okay.
There's an attitude, and there's an attitude to songs. Like I couldn't go sing Metallica. I can hit the notes, but I sound silly doing it. There's an attitude to Metallica that is way different from, say, doing a Dean Martin song. Dean Martin?
No.
Song. Oh, yeah.
No, there's no difference between a Dean Martin song and a rap. Do you know why? Because
you're
both
wrong.
Of them will kill you.
No.
They will. Frank Sinatra's the same way. Both of them would kill. I mean, they're not. They didn't, allegedly. But most rappers haven't really done anything terrible. Most.
That has nothing. Oh, no, that has nothing to do
with. But you have the attitude of a killer.
No.
Dean Martin has the attitude of a killer.
No, he had the attitude of a little old drinky he. He was a drinker.
Who would swim down his 15th martini of the night, pass his tie to his girl, pass his martini to his butler, go outside, whoop your butt, come back in, sing a second set. That's what he was.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't think he was mobbed up. But he had an attitude.
I'm not saying mobbed up.
Sinatra was mobbed up.
I'm not saying he was. I mean, he knew people. Everybody knew people.
Yeah. There's just a difference in styles and presentations. That's my particular style does not bode well when it comes to rapping or heavy metal. I'm more of a yacht rock crooner guy.
No, you're just not.
Yeah.
No.
I am.
No. Unless you're the boat, unless you're the yacht. Like, those guys are, you know, got to be fit and slim. And
oh,
I'm not
please.
And I'm not saying you're not fit, but, you know.
They're not. No. Those guys weren't. It has nothing to do with how you look. It's how you sound.
Okay. I mean, I get. Okay.
I mean.
They're a yacht rock guy.
In my size.
Okay. So if
I
we got a yacht
rapper.
Rock, we got a yacht rock song and we came on and you did it, but you had to do it as like Vlad the Impaler. Could you do it?
I don't know. I'd give it a shot. I'm not sure what Vlad
sailing
sounded like.
Sailing desperate to sailing away to where I'd want to go.
So like, Vlad the Impaler was basically Count Chocula.
No, Count Chocula was basically Vlad the Impaler.
Same thing. Kind of same thing. Well, I mean, they both sound the same, apparently.
Well, they've never been seen in the same room together, so I don't know. I mean, there's that conspiracy.
All right.
What?
All right. Before we move on.
I'm just saying, listen, man, there are times when sports are not as interesting right now. For instance, the Nuggets, you know, they lost yesterday. They're off now. They're not playing. The Avs are terrible. The Broncos are not doing anything because it's stupid to be talking about. I mean, there's a little bit of time. Baseball is like barely even, you know, it's like counting out who's early for school on the first day of school.
Yeah,
and
there's nothing
school.
With the Rockets.
So there's just not a lot going on, right? I mean, the Rapids, I saw the first Rapid preview come out. I mean, frankly, do you know what I watched mostly today? Europa Soccer League. And you know what? You know how I feel about it. Listen, I understand. Soccer is sometimes very not fun to watch. But at the Europa League, what you get is you get these big-time clubs who sort of had a bad year, right? So they aren't in the first three in their particular league, but they're playing in Europe. And then you get these other teams who are just small. So I watched today Tottenham Hotspur. Have you heard of Tottenham Hotspur as a soccer team?
I have no idea.
Tottenham Hotspur.
All I hear right now is meow, 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 soccer, meow, meow, meow.
Well, what you want to understand is that meow, 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 Ghent, who is in somewhere in meow, meow, Belgium, decided that they were going to go meow, 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 beat the meow, meow, meow out of Tottenham Hotspur, and then meow, 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 the next thing you know, meow, 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 Tottenham Hotspur is all meow, meow, meow. That's all I'm saying.
That made about as much sense as what you were saying before. I don't know any of those people or teams or games.
I'm not talking about. I'm just saying there's one team is very. No, you have you ever heard of? You've never heard of Tottenham Hotspur, man?
No.
Okay, that's like. I mean, that's kind of like the Boston Red Sox.
I'm an American. I don't care about soccer.
I understand.
Nobody listening cares about soccer.
I'm just saying that there is nothing else on, so I'm watching soccer. It was either soccer or figure skating.
And I certainly wasn't. Skating.
Oh, see, oh, now.
I was at a bar.
Soccer sucks. There's just nothing to it. But look at those shiny new skates.
No, the difference
How were the dresses? Were they good?
They were sparkly.
Were the pears? Were they looking into their eyes? Were they sprinkly?
They were sparkly.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
I was at a bar. I was at Avanti up in the Highlands.
You were not at a bar this show. It was, oh, okay. That kind of bar.
Yeah. That was all they had on TV. Here's the difference between the two of us. I was not going to talk about ice skating because nobody cares about ice skating. But you had to talk about soccer because apparently everyone...
All I said was I like, of all the soccer that I could watch anywhere in the world, anytime outside of the World Cup, I enjoy watching the Europe Cup because you get teams that are very small. And then you get other teams that are very large. And I have won... prefer to see the David versus Goliath matchup because a lot of times I like to see David get his butt whooped. And then every once in a while on the independent, I understand that you're sleeping. I can tell, but I am not talking. I'm talking about the Bible, young man. I'm talking about David and Goliath. Oftentimes David won, and that's what happens. I'm just saying.
No one cares. You're the only human being in a 5-mile radius that cares. No one cares. It's soccer, man.
I'm doing the same, man. I'm just saying. I'm not.
There
saying
were other things on TV to watch today. Guaranteed.
There was not.
You said you watched Planet Earth.
I watched Planet Earth
on BBC.
Oh yes, I did, and it was lovely. It's beautiful. And the reason
show.
Why I was watching it because I was watching Dan Le Batard. So I like to watch Dan Le Batard in the morning.
Show.
It's a good show. And they
good
were show. Talking with the guy who's now they're now producing Planet Earth 2.
Don't you have cable or Netflix? I mean, there are a million things to watch on TV in 2017. You're not relegated to like three networks and PBS.
So I was doing research because I host a sports show on a sports talk radio station. And right now there's no sports going on. So I decided to make up sports and I had a choice between soccer and figure skating. I went with soccer, and I'm getting yelled at for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am doing my best. I am doing my best to make Darren talk about the one thing that people in Colorado actually care about, and that's the Denver Broncos. And he just refuses. Call in and make him talk about the frickin' Broncos, would you? Because
what are we going to talk about the Broncos about? 303-831-1340. Want to talk about but what? What are we talking about?
I'm telling you right now.
Oh, the Denver Broncos.
Are we talking about that Kayvon Webster's younger brother is still at large, as far as we know, wanted for murder?
No, not talking about
okay,
that.
Okay, we're not going to talk about that?
No one cares about that.
All right, are we going to talk about the fact that Victor Cruz is getting a look from the Denver Broncos, even though he's probably washed up and the only thing he can do is salsa?
Actually, that's an interesting topic. Should they take a flyer?
No, around? They shouldn't, because he's old.
I don't know he's old. He's probably still got some, he's probably still got a little move in him.
I've got a little move in me, but I ain't playing NFL football. You got to let me know.
Victor Cruz.
I'm not. He's not Victor Cruz either.
Half of him, Victor Cruz.
Half of him, Victor Cruz is someone who we don't even need on our roster.
It's worth a look.
It's
same
not
with Vince Young.
Oh my god!
But it doesn't
stop.
Matter. But it doesn't matter.
Do you know who's out there? Vince Pepino or whatever his name is from the
from Philadelphia.
Yes.
From the Eagles.
Yes.
He's like 90.
Well, he's a gamer.
Well, he was a gamer.
I mean, come on, man.
Here's the thing.
The Broncos are not good. The only thing that they may do is the Miami Dolphins released a huge, giant defensive tackle from off their roster, and he is a possibility because the fact that Vance Joseph knows him and knows they need a run stopper, and he was a key to that run stopper.
And he's worth a look. He's worth
great.
A look.
Well, yes.
Bring him in.
Great.
But it doesn't matter because I don't care who you put on this offense. It's going to be better. Simply because they got rid of Rick Dennison. Mike McCoy is going to be the difference in this offense next year. I don't care.
Yes, that's why I'm wondering why
are
we arguing about the same thing? I don't know why anyone's worried about the Broncos. I think they're going to win a Super Bowl next year.
we're not arguing about the same thing, but there are little minutia things that I think people are interested in speculating about.
You heard it here first.
Which is all we're doing.
If everything falls into place, the Broncos are winning the Super Bowl next year.
That is a very, very sensible prediction. I think that's fantastic. And if everything falls into place, who's the starting quarterback?
Well.
Yeah. That's what people are talking about.
No, it could be anybody. Simeon.
Okay.
Tim Tebow. Just kidding.
Mike McCoy won games with him before.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.